to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM shortwave talk radio. The truth is on the talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it can go. Talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, or late into the studio. Today's date is Thursday, the 4th of May, 2006, from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in Round Rock, Texas. On today's program, I have Terry Anderson with me. He is a man that, has often said, if you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Does a show on this network out of the radio station 870 AM KRLA out of Los Angeles, used to be the City of Angels. I don't know what you would describe it as being today. Little Mexico, I suppose. So we'll bring up Terry here in just a couple of minutes. This weekend, I kind of went off the deep end yesterday and... Well, I make no apologies for it, because if I didn't do that from time to time, you'd probably find me in a rubber room someplace. Coming up this weekend, folks, it's a reckoning at Crawford, Texas. And, by the way, I don't know who's hosting the site. Maybe Terry can hear me here. Whoever's hosting the site, they got to get to it and fix it, because it's all messed up. At any rate, 1 p.m. Saturday coming up. That's just a couple of days here, folks, on May 6th. This is going to be in Crawford, Texas, next to the Crawford Community Center. I just love the numbers on this one. The Community Service Center at 999 East 4th Street. Why didn't they just call it the Community Center at 666? That would probably go well with Bush being there in Crawford. At any rate, coming up this Saturday, now Terry's going to be out there. John Clark, he's a filmmaker and author. Shannon McCauley, he's the head of the Texas Minutemen. He'll be out there. I had him on the program the other day. We had some phone problems. Lupe Moreno, president of LAIR. And that's an interesting group of people. These are people of Mexican descent that are totally against what's going on here in America. And as I reported yesterday, just going through the latest edition of the American Free Press, some of the stuff that you did not see, photographs, really derogatory stuff, folks. But, of course, the mainstream media won't show you people getting arrested or Mexican guys trying to start fights. And signs like, it's our continent, stupid Minutemen. It's your continent over my dead body and... only after I've exhausted my ammunition box. We'll be right back with Terry Anderson right after this.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any 2 gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
As I mentioned, Rumble at the Ranch coming up in Crawford, Texas this Saturday. And one of the people who are going to be in Texas, if he's not already almost on his way here, is Terry Anderson. Good afternoon, Mr. Anderson. How are you?
Don, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, I've had about enough of it, haven't you?
I'm pretty much drenched.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. I hadn't talked to you since this, I don't know, what are they calling it now? The unification or whatever it is. What a spectacle. Well-organized, well-financed. Where'd the money come from?
Well, various places, I'm sure. I know the Communist Party put a bunch of money into it and other subversive organizations, you know. We're still walking around in L.A. with our pant legs rolled up, so not to step in all the, you know. It's amazing to me that they were so stupid as to do this. And it really gets me, John, because the American people that I've talked to and I've seen on in the news and on talk radio, everybody is awake now. Everybody that was asleep is awake. They did us a great service with these boycotts and everything else. All it did was just piss people off.
Well, and as well it should, and they're still underreporting the numbers, Terry. They have not gotten off this 11 million figure for as long as they've been reporting on
this. Oh, it's 3 times that.
At least that many. And I'm watching these little smarmy little Congress critters making all sorts of platitudes, and I'm watching George Bush, you know, call the Minutemen down here vigilantes. Well, if he was doing his job, we wouldn't be having to have his so-called vigilantes on the border. And, of course, we could use our National Guard if they were available, but they're mired down in Iraq, and I don't know how many endless tours over there. And some people, Terry, have been suggesting we put the military on the border down there. And I've been cautioning people, be careful what you ask for. We don't need American troops on our streets or even on our border inside of our border here. It'd be okay with me if they crossed the border and went into Mexico and had a little war down there or something. But here, military, no, no, you don't use military in policing actions. Your thoughts on that?
You know, I'm a little more desperate than you. I'm willing to try anything.
Well,
and I would definitely put the troops on the border, but that's just my opinion.
Well, there's a little thing called Posse Comitatus, and that was done, I think, what was it, 18...
There's ways around that, though, and here's what I would do as far as military goes. You know, a guy in the National Guard has to train, what, a weekend, a month, and 2 weeks per year, I believe it is?
Mm-hmm. They actually have to go through boot camp.
Okay, but after that?
Mm-hmm.
After the boot camp, well, what's the duty? I mean, it's like 2 weeks a year they have to do.
Yep.
I'd have them do it on the border.
Absolutely.
I'd have them do it on the border. I'd rotate them and have them do that 2 weeks. I'd set up camps and whatever down there on the border, and I'd have them do that 2 weeks down there. If there was specialized training, okay, they go off to that. But if they're just putting in their 2 weeks, I'd have them do it right there. What's wrong with that? Then we wouldn't need a hardcore military. We would have the National Guard. And the states have the power to delegate that. So I don't understand why it hasn't been done.
Well, I don't, because we don't have the National Guardsmen because they're over there in Iraq.
Well, they're used up right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so we don't have our National Guard, which, by the way, they can bring in National Guard from any other states. So if Arizona's a little thin or Texas or whatever the
right.
case may be, they could bring them in if the troops are available. Now, this thing coming up on Saturday, what's your thoughts on this? Are we going to have a bunch of people out there?
I hope so. You never know. I mean, events like this, John, you could have 10 people show up, you could have 100 people show up, you could have 5,000 show up. You never know. I think with the mood of people right now, the fact that there's never been an event like this in Texas and the anger over these marches, I think it's going to be a very, very good turnout.
Well, if half the people showed up for this, as they did for the Cindy Sheehan deal in Crawford, Texas, that's going to be a major, major plus. We got some good people coming down here. I had Gilchrist on yesterday. He's the head guy of the Minutemen.
And, yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, and
Tim and I are good friends.
And it's something. The iron is hot right now. What we're getting out of the politicians, of course, we know Bush wants just amnesty, flat, plain and simple. That's what he wants. We're seeing other things offered by other Congress critters. Let's make them pay a couple $1,000 fine.
Yeah, earned legalization.
Yeah, earned. Yeah, earned legalization. I don't know how that works.
John, beware of people, including Lou Dobbs. Don't get me wrong, folks. I don't want to email. I like Lou Dobbs. He's doing great work for our country, okay? Now, that's my disclaimer. But beware of people, including Lou Dobbs, who use the statement, we want enforcement first. See, we want enforcement, period. We don't want anything after the enforcement. We want enforcement, period. But even Lou Dobbs, the other day he was on Larry King, and they pinned him down, and they asked him, what would you do with the people that, you know, after you get your enforcement, what would you do? He said, well, I'd let them stay here. Well, that's an amnesty. Even Lou Dobbs said that. So
Lou hasn't said that on his own show. He waits to get on the King of the Airwaves. Yeah, yeah.
And let me reiterate, I like Lou. That's his opinion. He's entitled to it. He's one of these people who doesn't think we can get rid of 20, 30 million people, which we can. But he did say it, and I heard him say it on Larry King, and Dana Rohrabacher was on with him at that time. And they asked Dana Rohrabacher, Congressman Rohrabacher from California, how did he feel about it? He says, no way. He said, no way. They got to go.
Well,
I really applauded him for that. I mean, that's what we – look at it this way. There's a disconnect. The people in power, the politicians, these people with these TV shows, the O'Reillys, the Hannitys, they don't really understand what it's like to have to exist in this world. of illegal aliens. They don't understand what it's like to compete for a minimum wage job or entry-level job or an after-school job or a weekend job or a summer job by some kid. They don't know what it's like to have to compete as a skilled laborer who God himself put this person on the earth to work with his hands and are extremely talented with their hands, including myself. There are people who were put here to do this, and we can't even do our trade now because illegal aliens have run the wages so low. They've never had to compete with that situation. They've never had to put their kids in a school where the kid is going to school with a bunch of illiterate kids from Mexico who don't speak, read, and write English or Spanish. They don't have to have their wife walk by some construction site and get heckled by a bunch of guys grabbing their crotch. They've never had to see chickens running in the street or goats tied up in the front yard like I got down the street or corn growing in the front yard or laundry hung over a chain link fence. They've never had to deal with any of these things. They don't have the billboards in their neighborhoods that are all in foreign languages. They don't have the slightest idea what it's like to actually live here and have to deal with this. They're sitting on Long Island or wherever else the hell they live, and guess what? They're elitists. Even the good guys are elitists. So therefore, they don't know how bad it is, and they don't have that killer instinct that we have, deport, deport, deport. If they lived here with us, they would have it.
Well, and there's a very simple way to, and first off, I'll agree in part with Lou Dobbs here, shut down that border.
Because, oh, absolutely.
Because once they figure out that once they figure out that the Birth Canal Highway coming over the border there is closed down and they can't get through, it's been an open invitation so far. And from what I understand, in the past several months, Bush has made his noise on amnesty, and these people are just flooding over.
Yep.
I mean, they're coming over in tractor-trailer trucks now, and they're not even being stopped at the border.
John, I'm sure you get the same emails I get from these Border Patrol agents who, you know, ask me not to use their names, but they tell me that the numbers are up 10, 15, 25%, even 50% in some areas. Every time he makes that statement, every time he does a press conference and says it, the numbers spike again. So this president of ours is directly responsible for this increase, and he knows it's happening, but he doesn't care. He's an elitist also.
The other thing that could be done immediately is go after, I mean, I had to laugh, Tyson Chicken, when they had this march. Tyson Chicken said it was going to close its manufacturing doors for a day. Gee, Terry, why do you think they did that? Because of all the illegals working there. I say that you go after the employers that are hiring illegals, and you start to go after them. Once you start shutting down the job opportunities, what are all these 30 million plus Mexicans going to do in this country if they can't get a job?
If they're going to be unemployed, they'd rather be unemployed at home.
Well, there you go. If I'm going to be unemployed, I'd much rather be in a place that I'm around my own people and they speak the same language.
Right.
Go after the employers. What else can we be doing here? Well, we can forget this. L.A.'s doing it. They won't arrest illegals.
40. Sanctuary City.
Yep.
Let me give you one of my basic solutions to this, John. You tell these people, look, you got 90 days to get right. And get right means leave. After 90 days, you will be an illegal alien fugitive in this country. We're going to be looking for you like Dr. Richard Kimball, okay? We're going to track you down, and if we catch you, you're going to do 5 years in a desert prison out there in the middle of the Mojave Desert, like Sheriff Joe Arpaio has put up out there. He said on TV yesterday, he's got all the room in the world. He can build all the way to the Mexican border. Okay, we expand that. If we've got to lock up 100,000 people, then we do it. But I guarantee you, while you're locking up five guys here just got the word, and they're getting out of here because they don't want to get locked up. Second time we catch you, 10 years in jail. I guarantee you there'd be no 10-year sentence. But we give them 90 days to get out of here. They will self-deport, I figure, well over half. And then the others you get through attrition. The same way they came in, you trickle them out of here. You find them at a traffic stop. You find them putting their kids in school. You find them applying for a job. You make it a felony to sell to them, to rent to them, to buy from them. You make it where they can't get business licenses. You make it where they can't buy a house or get an apartment. I guarantee you, that's how you get them out of here.
Yeah.
But O'Reilly will say, well, it's draconian to think we're going to have some roundup. We don't have to round them up. They'll round themselves up if we make it unexistable for them.
I understand, and I agree with you completely. 800-313-9443 will take your calls on this segment of the program. We'll be right back with Terry Anderson right after this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
If you look up U.S. Code Title 8, Chapter 12, Subchapter 2, Part 8, and this is the source on this is the Cornell Law School and U.S. Code Collection, bringing in and harboring certain aliens. Guess what, folks? You can go to jail up to a year. That's a misdemeanor. But there's other provisions here in case of violation of subparagraph, blah, blah, blah. Well, you can get 10 years. And a hefty fine. There was a gentleman that sent me what he had written into a newspaper, and I think this says it all. He says, to the other, now we've seen it all. People who invade our country and then demand, they also are allowed to stay, as well as improving their schools, and they get medical attention. Then blocking traffic to demonstrate by the millions, talk about spitting in our faces. The illegals are costing Americans billions of dollars every year through medical costs, education, job loss, and lower wages. Who pays for all these new illegal citizens? You do, with your taxes. The American people didn't invite these people here. The big corporation and developers who hire them are the reason they come, as well as an agreement with the 1,300-plus page NAFTA bill that our fearless leaders didn't even bother to read before they passed it back in 93. Of course, given their abysmal track record, the cowardly degenerates just have worked up the audacity to tell us what they have done in our name. Worse yet, Richard Haas, El Presidente of the Council on Foreign Relations, has written an article entitled Building a North American Community, within which he states that there should not be a border at all between Mexico, Canada, or the U.S. Actually, no new laws are needed. All that needs to be done is to enforce this law, U.S. Code, Title 8, as I said earlier, 12, Subchapter 8, that provides stiff, severe fines and imprisonment for violations such as hiring aliens. No jobs, no aliens, no problem. Look it up and show it to your stumble bums in Washington. And be sure to tell them that you don't want criminals made into instant citizens just because most of their biggest corporate contributors hire illegals. And he finishes off by saying the greatest problem dealing with these so-called representatives is vote fraud and bribes. They know how to cheat, and they like the money. The mainstream media is in the back pocket of the largest stockholders who just happen to be members of the Council on Foreign Relations, Skull and Bones, Halliburton, etc., etc., etc. Do you get it now, America? Sometimes I wonder where your minds have gone. Says it pretty well.
Very well.
Alan in Texas. Hello, Alan. You there?
Positive, too, after the display by these Mexicans on Monday. We've got three restaurants here locally, at least three, that people are boycotting. In fact, I drove by one today at lunchtime that is normally packed at lunchtime, and I would say that that parking lot was maybe 20% of what it normally is. It's right on the main thoroughfare in the downtown area. And we've been people around here in the community have been emailing back and forth and saying, you know, which ones are participating, which ones to boycott. And, in fact, one of them was on the front of the local newspaper on Tuesday morning with her statement, you know, today we march, tomorrow we vote. And that really got people riled up. And it even said, you know, she was the owner of this restaurant. And the other thing, too, I refuse to use their pronunciation. I was dealing with a Mexican banker here the other day, and I kept calling him Javier, and he kept correcting me, saying, no, it's Javier, and I said, no, it's Javier in English, and I'm not going to walk to their step.
Yeah, yeah, but
in this crap.
But Alan, know? But Alan, the guy named Jesus, I'm certainly not going to call him Jesus.
Okay. Well, no, I hadn't thought of that. I hadn't run into that, but
yeah.
No, I refuse to deal with that stuff and play their ball game, you know, and they've been. I think we have three channels now that are Hispanic channels,
sure.
As people like to say. And yeah, and then somebody talked to me the other day and they said, oh, well, this Spanish person. I said, oh, a Spanish person. I said, what part of Spain is he from?
Yeah,
you know, I guarantee you that person could not find Spain on the map with both hands.
I probably know.
I correct them on that Spain thing every time.
Hispanic, what about her Hispanic? You know,
yeah.
Back and forth. But I wanted to ask you, John, when are you going to have John McManus on your show?
I'm going to do that fairly soon. He gave me his business card. I wanted to contact him because I saw his PowerPoint presentation
mm-hmm,
down here in
mm-hmm.
Austin last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He's let me put it to you this way. He's cleaned house. He's taken over the reins again of the JBS.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully he's going to go in a new direction.
Well, yeah, and his material on like Republics versus Democracies, all that stuff is excellent.
Outstanding.
But I would like to call and ask him, why has the New American and the JBS taken such an anti- or a pro-government position on 9/11?
Good question. And I think that's part of the riffraff that he cleaned out of the organization.
You better check that, because the articles I looked at are like some of his Gary Benoit and Thomas Edlam, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the articles on my machine here. I don't think those people are gone.
Well, we'll get them on the show and we'll let the listeners have at it.
Because it was about 20 years ago that they took the position that the JFK assassination was just the way the Warren Report said it was. So buzz him on that. And let me know or post it on your website when you're going to have him on. I want to call him.
All right. Thanks, Alan.
Bye-bye.
By the way, he brought up a point here. Yeah, we didn't see these boycotts of different businesses on the evening snooze now, did we? Richard, Greg, John, Paul, others, everybody hang on. We'll get to all of your calls with my guest today, Mr. Terry Anderson.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
You know, I've said this before. What was the major clue out there that there was something amiss with all these people that just wanted to come here and enjoy freedom and liberty and just have a job and share in the American dream? When they start setting up their own telecommunications, when they start setting up their own radio, their own television, that should have been a clue to people. If people are coming into this country to assimilate, why are they building such a major market around people that are going to assimilate and learn English? Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It was proof. It was proof early if we just would have seen it, you know?
Well,
I just heard your commercial about gun control, and I got to admit I'm a very great advocate of gun control. I think we need to really get on it now more than ever before, and in the form of two hands.
aiming what you hit at?
Yeah, two hands. Yeah, that's you know that Second Amendment is going to be one of the biggest amendments we will have to protect, and one of the most important as this immigration thing gets more and more out of control.
Richard in Alabama. Good afternoon, Richard.
I'd like to relate two conversations that I had yesterday. I was in a district court in Lawrence County, and a judge told me, there is no claim against you. I cannot arraign you. You are free to go. However, if you fail to appear for trial, a warrant will be issued for you. When he said there is no claim against you, he was referring to Rule 12B. So now it seems that a white man doesn't need to be arraigned. You just go straight to trial anyway. But there's no question about jurisdiction. Now, another experience I had, I went into a pawn shop in this big shopping center in Decatur. And this pawn shop owner talked to me about her experiences with her landlord, which was a family of Iranians. This family of rich Iranians bought that shopping center. And they took it off the tax rolls. The city is getting not a dime of school tax off of that land and those buildings.
Richard, I don't mean to interrupt you today, but I've taken over. I bumped Desi Andrews today.
Yeah.
And she's going to be on next Thursday. But we're talking about immigration today.
Yeah, well, this is related to immigration, isn't it?
How so?
Well, they come in and they don't pay any property tax. They take it off the rolls. And they can't get jurisdiction over them. The city has been trying to serve them with process for building code violations, and they can't get jurisdiction. So, anyway.
So they have a get-out-of-jail-free card? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, they can't be dragged into court. They can't be dragged into court for building code violations, and they can't be forced to pay any property tax.
Terry, you know anything about this?
No, I know a lot of illegals that do pay property taxes. I don't know about down your way, but here in California, it's automatic. You don't pay the property tax, you lose the house. So I'm not saying the gentleman's wrong. I just don't understand what he's getting at.
Well, and Terry, I'd love to have 15, 20 people living in my house.
I've got one across the street with 30.
And divvy up the property tax.
I've got one across the street with 32 people that we've counted. They sleep in shifts. They've got about 25 cars on the street. It is unbelievable, and they paid like $140,000 too much for the house, but it's no big deal when you got that many people splitting the note, you know?
Yeah, I mean, down here in Texas, I mean, you always know when somebody south of the border is here in Texas because they're driving a brand new pickup truck with the windows down.
Oh yeah,
I swear they don't like the air conditioning. Greg in Georgia, hello, Greg. Hello, Greg. Yeah,
yes,
there you
can
go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you my idea of what's going on. I think they're trying to make the American people so mad that we will accept the national ID that's coming up just so that we could solve this problem with that ID card.
That's a good point, Terry. That's one of the things when we got the Hegelian dialectic working overtime here. They present the problem, they start the problem, then they present it to us, and then they come up with a solution that heretofore that nobody would accept. And we've been battling this national ID thing, but the caller is, I think, correct here. How are we going to identify who the bad guys are?
Well, the national ID card has been around for a while. They've been talking about that. But I guess I'm not as afraid of it as a lot of people are, and I'm not saying I want it. I'm not saying that. Because I always kind of configured that our Social Security number was a national ID number also. So I don't know if it's going to fly. I don't think anybody's going to vote for it. I really don't. I mean, people are opposed to it, so it's not going to go. That's my opinion.
Greg, anything else?
Well, I'm talking about the card that's coming in 2008. You know, the one we have to get in May that Bush voted for or passed?
And that is the national ID.
Yeah. Well, they don't like to call it a national ID. They call it something else.
Well, any way you look at it. I mean, look, you can't get a driver's license without a Social Security number. You can't open up a bank account without a Social Security number. You can't get phone service or utility service without a Social Security number. So it's become, and Terry's right, it's the de facto national ID. So these people are willing to take it a step further. Look.
The caller, if I may, the caller makes a very good point. they are trying to make it where people are so angry that we will accept a lot of things. He's absolutely yeah. right there. People are getting that angry. And I've heard the other theories, well, you know, if we revolt and take it to the streets, then they're going to come out and they're going to make the martial law and we're going to have a totalitarian state. You know, I don't really know at this point what else we can do. I mean, you know, if we don't do this because they may do this, or we don't do that because they may do that, I don't know. You sit back and you get nothing done. I'm not saying we should ride in the streets or what. I'm not saying anything. What I'm saying is just sometimes you have to make a move forward and see what happens, you know? And I'm not saying I would accept a national ID card, but I am saying there are certain things you just have to do to see what's going to go on. And if you sit back and wait for a perfect situation where everything is in line, nothing's ever going to happen.
Well, I'm not in favor of a national ID. We've been battling that for a number of years. They're already tracking and tracing everything that we're doing. Homeland Security. Get this, Terry. A guy up in Arkansas, he's a small dealer in telecommunications, radio, so on and so forth. The Homeland Security sent him a letter wanting the list of names of people that made purchases of shortwave radios of all things in the last 10 years. Now, I called Homeland Security. I called the Justice Department. I called every mother and her uncle in Washington, D.C. You know how many phone calls I got back? I'm still waiting. Of course, I've made freedom of information requests to the FBI on what they have on me on file. That was 8 years ago. I'm still waiting for that one.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. John in Nevada. Hello, John.
Hey, John and Terry. I've got a little story to relate to Terry and you. And actually, Terry's right about the making it very difficult for the illegal aliens to purchase things, to work. And on Saturday, my wife and I were expecting a plumber to come in to give us a bid on a gas line for a pool heater. And the guy was late. He forgot about our appointment between 9 and noon. We called him, we got a call at 10 after 11. Guy said, oh, I forgot about you. Well, when can you get here? And he said, well, I can get there around 2 o'clock, but we had other things that we needed to do. We weren't sure that we were going to be home at that hour. He was supposed to call us at 1:30, never called us at 1:30. We called him at 2:30 and found that he was still working on another job, and he said he could be there in 45 minutes. And we said, well, you better be here in 45 minutes. And his name was Jorge. And so my wife was so furious that she couldn't even deal with him. So I was out there showing him where the gas line had to go. And basically he takes down all the information and says, okay, I'll get you a bid on Tuesday. I said, no, I need a bid on Monday because we're pricing three different, you know, plumbers, and we wanted to make sure that we had a good bid so that we could get this done quickly. We don't want to wait until July before we have a heater in the pool. So Monday comes around, and he said that he couldn't get it on Monday. And I said to him, well, are you taking the legal immigration holiday off? And he said, no, I've got three other jobs I have to do on Monday. So he said, I can get it to you by Monday evening. Nothing on Monday evening. Midday Tuesday, still nothing. So I called the company up, come to find out that he had called in sick on Monday and Tuesday, and Monday and Tuesday around here, the streets were just empty. I mean, we had fantastic traffic flow. It was as good as it's ever been.
Wasn't it beautiful?
Oh, it was fantastic. And finding out that he had called in sick Monday and Tuesday, and I had even grilled him on it, saying, are you going to take that day off? Well, I was so pissed when I found out he called in sick on Monday and Tuesday. I said, look, I don't appreciate somebody telling me I'm going to get a bid. He didn't show up in the time that he was supposed to show up. And I said, look, you guys are being represented very poorly by this guy. And I don't appreciate some guy with his little Reconquista illegal alien holiday and taking it off just because it's immigration rights or whatever they want to do. And I said, the guy is a very bad representative for your company. And so the girl takes everything down, and she's all worried. And long story short is she I said, she said, can you get somebody out? Can we bring someone out tonight to rebid it? I said, yeah, that would be good. But I said, what I want is either a black or a white plumber to come into my yard and do it. I do not want an illegal alien plumber coming into my yard. And she said yes. So she talked to the owner, And the owner personally spoke to this guy named Eric, a really nice black guy, awesome plumber. He's probably like their top plumber. Came out. I had a bid the very next day, which was good.
Wait a minute. What was Jorge doing here? Was he working under the table for these 2 days or what?
You know, I don't know what he was doing. I don't know whether
He took the day off for the boycott on Monday, and he stepped it off on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, actually, I think it happened 2 days in a row in Las Vegas, because what we had was we had marching in the streets along the strip at probably about 8 o'clock Tuesday night or Monday night. But then we had similar things going on Tuesday, just kind of here and there, and probably not as big a deal. But, I mean, basically, the guy's taking the day off. And so, you know, when Eric came out and gave me a bid and everything and had it the next day, you know, it was good. And, you know, I don't care personally if a person's Hispanic and they're going to give me a bid. I just want them to work good. I want them to be legal. I want them to be an American. I don't want them supporting some other country when they're in this country. I want it to go to Americans.
You know what I tell them? I tell them, look, send me an American. I'll take a black guy, white guy, Asian guy, Hispanic guy.
That's what I said.
If the accent's too heavy, he's got to go. And if he's got any accent at all, I want to see papers. Now, you can say I'm racially profiling if you want, but it's my money, and I have the right to spend it any way I want. I want to make sure the people who come here are legal. And if they can't give me that, well, and usually they will send an American whenever you say that.
And I have a side note. One thing that my wife found out, because this whole thing has just gotten us infuriated, and we are going to make sure, because we've been doing a lot of redoing of our backyard into Xeriscape. And we found out that through Catholic Charities, they have people that are sitting in their offices waiting for someone to hire them for heavy labor. Well, you can hire them for the heavy labor activities for $8 an hour. And make no mistake, the guys that you hire on the street corners of landscape yards and your local nurseries, they're not working for $8 an hour. They're working $10, $12 an hour.
Well, absolutely.
And
the $8 days are gone.
Plus lunch. And so my wife said, hey, let's get them for $8 an hour, and we'll have them put in all the rocks and all that kind of stuff so that we're not breaking our backs.
Well, hey,
we'd be happy to put someone who's
John, I don't know what it's like in Nevada. But down here at Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever the case may be, you'll have illegals out in front of the stores following you in. If you're going to do a project, they're seeing what you're doing, and they're offering their services right then and there. And either Home Depot or whatever, doesn't matter what company it is, they're not throwing these guys off of the property. Now, I've got a little problem with this, Terry, because it's been said, and thanks for your call, I appreciate it, in Nevada, these are jobs Americans don't want to do. I don't see any plumbers out there saying, oh, no, I don't want to do that job because it's too nasty, or roofers or electricians or whatever the case may be. You're hard-pressed down here in Texas to find anybody but an illegal building a house.
Oh, I don't understand your point, John. I mean, what do you mean? As long as people get paid, I mean, they'll do it. I got a better example than that. Look at the coal miners. I mean, that's some of the worst, roughest, dirtiest, dangerous work in the world. These guys make like $30 an hour. So they, guess what? It's hard to get one of those jobs. So I mean, people will do the work if they get paid. I mean, you know.
Well, the point is, they're displacing workers here in America.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I see your point. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, another factor of that is they say, well, how would the roof get done? How would the plumbing get done if these people weren't here? Well, here's what's happened, and people don't understand it, John, but there was an American workforce in place.
Yeah.
And as these people came, they lowered the wage to bare minimum. The American workforce went wherever it went. I don't know where they went. And most people here in California, black folks that are in my neighborhood, most of them ended up back in Texas or in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, somewhere. That American workforce got diluted to the point where Americans couldn't make it anymore. Now, if somebody wants to hire an American, guess what? They can't find them.
Yeah.
And it's not like these people came here to fill jobs that weren't filled. They came here and emptied the jobs with their wages, and now the Americans are no longer existent.
Paul in Delaware. Hello, Paul. Go ahead. You're on here. Hi.
How you doing? Yeah, I wanted to bring up a couple of points regarding this immigration.
because looking at it from my point of view, I understand what you're talking about, but what I'm also seeing is kind of like a talking about these illegals in the manner that I've been hearing is going to do nothing but create a wedge and get these what I call cult groups to dig in. Because what we have now is the American citizens who are highly upset with good reason, but we also have Latino Americans that their position is not right, but they feel as though they're Latino, so they need to support their fellow people that are trying to come into this country. We're all pretty much immigrants, but I think if we don't, I don't want to attack them because I really would like to help them. I don't want to see anyone suffering in the world, but we have a system that's been set up, a economic system, and if we just let these people flood in here, we're in trouble. And one other point I'd like to make while I'm on the subject is, you know, we're focusing heavily on Mexicans. We need to look at the Federal Reserve, who is stealing 52% of our earned income a year. What about
people? This is why we never get anything done, because you are so unfocused. You have no focus here. We're not even talking about the Federal Reserve. We're talking about illegal immigration, first of all.
Well, yeah. That's what I was talking about earlier. I just made a point, though.
Well,
yeah, but let's stay focused and get this fixed, okay? The Federal Reserve is important, but that's tomorrow. Today we're talking about illegal immigration.
You say
you don't want to pick on these people. Well, what do we do with them? And in Delaware, I can understand what you and Carla, I don't want you to think I'm jumping on you. I'm not. But in Delaware, you may have that feeling and be welcome to it. But if you were in Los Angeles, I guarantee you wouldn't be thinking that way.
Hold on, let me finish.
That's kind of an elitist attitude. Since you're living in Delaware and you don't have a huge problem like we do, then there's something wrong with us because we're angry.
No. I have news for you. I'm in Delaware, and they're way up in the woodworks. They're worse than termites here in Delaware. Same thing here.
Well, join us, and let's get rid of them.
Paul, you know, I've heard this argument before, and I'm not...
Yes, let's do something. I'm all for you.
What do you want to do, Carla?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I mean,
I'm not going to sit here and complain all day.
Carla, what do you want to do? Carla, we're asking you for it.
What do
you want to do?
What do we do? Let's stop focusing on these illegals themselves, and let's focus on these people who are in government that are letting this crap go on. How about that?
Well,
obviously, you don't listen to a lot of talk radio because we're in Washington, D.C. all the time. We're on these people. We're hard on the Republican Party. We're hard on the Democrats. We're just as hard on them as we are on the illegals. But let me say this. Don't let this guy off the hook that laces up his shoes one morning and walks across your border. That guy is an invader, and he doesn't give a damn about what happens to you and your family. All he wants to do is come here and get his.
Yeah.
And I believe it. They're not for America. They're just for themselves, and they can't wait to go back to where they can get back to without money. And I know that a lot of them that are here don't care about it.
Paul, let me tell you what else comes from them being here, though. We've got a situation here in L.A. now where black people now are being killed by these people because their numbers are getting so high. Jefferson High School, 90% black 20 years ago. It is now officially 94% Hispanic, all driven by illegal immigration. Right now, there are 3,500 Hispanic kids, 300 black kids, and those black kids are catching hell every day. Now, are you going to tell me we shouldn't focus on them, that they're good people? Yeah, some of them are very nice people, but the situation has bred into a situation for us here where we can't even live in the city anymore. It's gotten to the point where we can't fix it. Am I angry at the politician? Yes. Am I angry at the employer? Yes. And I'm equally as angered, one-third of the problem, of the guy that comes into my country. Don't let him off the hook. You're letting him off the hook.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and yes, he is an invader. He is an illegal, and it's really highly upsetting to know that here these people are illegal, and they're going to march to my capital and demand that we let them be here and give them jobs and so forth. Yeah, it's disgusting. Now, I really would like to see some solutions because I'm someone that's about action. I'm not about, you know, sitting back armchair discussions all day long. I would really like to see some action. What do we do?
If you would know, if you were in this movement with us, and I agree with you, we need to be about action. I'm about action. But you are here discussing it with us now. We're all talking about it. But we have done many things. We're having a thing in Crawford where we are going down there to invite the media to come there in George Bush's face and say, we are in his hometown now, and this is how we feel about it. They will show up. You will see it on CNN, and you will see it on Fox News. That is what we do. We go to Washington. We knock on the doors. We get in their faces. We have knocked guys out of office. Look what they did in Herndon, Virginia yesterday. Everybody who voted yes on a day worker site got voted out of office, including the mayor. This is what we're doing. That was orchestrated. Yes. I was in Herndon last month. I went there and gave a speech. I went to a meeting they were at. This is the things we're doing, Paul. We're not just talking. There's a lot of stuff behind the scenes. But buddy, you got to come here and get involved with it. You got to get involved with this. You got to get a Minuteman group going there in Delaware. You got to get you a website in Delaware. Delaware Citizens Against the Illegal Alien Invasion. That's activism.
If anyone is interested in doing something here in Delaware, it's MySpace / Awaken Free, and that's exactly what it's about. Awaken Free.
All right.
MySpace.com, Awaken Free. Get in contact with me. I also got some videos you can watch for free there.
All right, great. Paul, I appreciate it.
Always wanted to see Delaware.
One of the solutions to this problem, and Terry, I don't know if you told you about this, but I've got a friend that used to work for the Agriculture Department, and he has been, well, let me put it to you this way. He's been around. He's run clandestine operations for the U.S. government. They ran it through the Department of Agriculture. He got... let me just put it this way. I don't want to tip my hat too much. He's done a lot of things. He went to the congressman and senator's offices, and he doesn't have to wait sitting in a chair if the congressman or senator has time. He just walks right into their office.
Boy.
He said, look, he says, I have a plan here. If their problem is money down there, investment money, whatever, he said, we'll buy all of their oil with a proviso that 20% of that, maybe 25%, if we can keep the corrupt politicians' hands off the funds down there, strictly tagged for infrastructure building, roads, highways, schools, you name it. If the Mexicans down there had a good life, what would be the advantage of coming to a foreign land?
None.
None whatsoever.
Zero.
Vicente Fox, along with George Bush, along with the Prime Minister of Canada, or whatever the hell he calls himself up there, they had a meeting last year. They all agreed that, yes, the free trade area of Americas is going to go through. We have other organizations, Council on Foreign Relations, well-moneyed, well-heeled people with a grand plan here for the free trade area of Americas with no borders. What we're seeing here in this country right now is the illegal invasion, that's for sure. But this is part of their plan.
That's just a piece of what's going on.
Yeah.
The illegal immigration deal is just a piece of what's going on. I totally agree. But the reason I have focused on it, John, and I don't want you to think I beat up on your caller. I just want him to focus a little more. You know what I mean?
Well, before you launched into him, I was ready to. Because
okay. I'm sure Paul meant well, and they do have a problem there in Delaware. But it's not like we've got in Texas and California. But having said that, the New World Order is here, and these people are honest from every avenue. But I picked the illegal invasion aspect because it's a piece of that problem that we can get our hands on with the law, and that's why I focus on that. But you're absolutely right. There's a huge piece of it that's not even being talked about. Well, I'm sure you do.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
I will see you, my friend, in Crawford, Texas, Saturday. This starts at 1 p.m. They're going to meet at the – and Crawford's not that big, folks, so don't worry about getting lost when you're there. It's going to be at the Crawford Community Center starting at 1 p.m. sharp. So I will see you there, Mr. Anderson. I'm going to bring up the crew from RBN. We're going to do video. We're going to do the whole nine yards.
John, always a pleasure.
All right, my friend. You keep cooking and keep banging it because you're the one guy out there that I respect. You have never changed your tune. You're in their face, and you want the same thing that everybody else wants. We want it done today.
You and I have that in common.
All right, my friend.
Take care.
You too. All right, folks, that'll do it for us for this hour. We'll be back. I'll take more of your calls and in some information right after this.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the